when it comes to giving the schmooze and, you know, a musser and a fiery topic, we think we need to have these crazy, you know, intense harif discussions. And we have to yell, and we have to just be talk about explosive topics. And we do, often we do. And a lot of times, the schmooze is just a simple inyan that could connect our life, that, you know, we could take with us, and they can make us a better and a more impactful and a more powerful, you know, approach to life. At the end of Parsha's Bo, we have the last pasuk, Vayu os ayetcha, and of course, that's referring, as Rashi points out, that's referring to Tefillin. And with this, we're able to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And I'd like to spend a few moments discussing the idea of Tefillin. Tefillin is something that we do every single day, okay, or basically every day. We don't do it on Shabbos, don't do it on Yom Tov, don't do it on Chol Moed. But it's more or less every single day that we're doing the mitzvah of tefillin, and tefillin is even one of those things that already the Rishonim talk about. You know, you read a Sadoros that we stopped wearing tefillin all day. It used to be we'd really wear tefillin from the morning until night. And it's interesting because outside of really the old city, you don't see people doing that, even though it's brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan, by the Gra, by the Chai Adam. You know, it's a big poskim who bring it down, so you would think it'd be more common, but it's not really all that common, but it's still, but even, okay, on the very least, we're wearing tefillin every day. It's an important part of our life. And there's a quite, I was once at somebody's, it was a great answer. Somebody was once at a Shabbos meal, and he was discussing, if you could have one thing, what would you take with you? What would be the one thing you would take with you? And I said my tefillin, because, okay, everything else, I don't have a saver, but having my tefillin is like, it's very important. They mean so much to me. And I think about it. I'm sure this was told to me. It was told to me by my father, but I remember a kid who must be 10, 11 years younger than me. At his bar mitzvah, his grandfather got up and said, his bracha was that every day your tefillin, it should be as if you're putting it on today, as if you're putting it on today for the very first time. You should have that. That meaning and that deepness, and we all can remember the first time we put on tefillin. It really did have a very, very deep meaning. It probably took us a lot longer to put it on than it takes us today, and a lot longer to take it off than it takes us today. But it was very, very special. And like anything and everything in life, and we see that even with things that we don't do every day. On the first day when we take Dalad Minim, the first night of Chanukah, Even a little bit of Megillah reading at night versus the day, that excitement, that fire, it's chadash, it's new, it's exciting, it's daf beis of Masechta. We're always excited for daf beis, not daf gimel, not daf dal, but daf hey. Have to have that same fervor, that same fire that we have when we start something. That first day that we put on tefillin, it's exciting, it's new, it's really, really exciting. I love it. This is the best mitzvah. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the mitzvah of tefillin. But as time goes on, that excitement dies down. That excitement leaves us. When I made my Siyam Ashas last year, so what I said at my Siyam is I took one idea from each Seder. So when I got to Seder Kachim, I talked about when I was doing Menachos when we first made Aliyah, and when I was learning Menachos, you have a few daf, you know, it's pretty geschmack, but the daf about tefillin. And it dawned upon me at that time about like what it really means having kedusha with your tefillin, having to not talk sicha b'teila with our tefillin, to really have aspects of kedusha with our tefillin. You know, sometimes I remember one time in Queens, it must have been a summer of Asikin days. I don't know, anachas talos and tefillin must have been like 4:30 or so, around then. And I remember putting on my talis and tefillin, like at that first available time. And I was like thinking to myself, it's like 4:30 in the morning. I can't imagine anybody woke up and put on before Zman talis and tefillin. There's no one in this room who's currently wearing talis and tefillin. which very well means I might have been the first person in all of Queens to put on tallis and that was special. That meant a lot. That's a mitzvah. That the first possible time. Zrizes Machtim a mitzvah. We're I'm running to the mitzvah. And it really, and unfortunately, when we do something so often, we forget about that. We forget about the fact that, okay, it's not so special. Okay, if I talk with this, or if I look at this, I look at that. You know, this isn't the best of stories, but I recall when I was working at YU, we were having the dinner, and it was crazy, crazy busy, and I was basically starting my work day at like 7 and going to like 8, 9 o'clock at night for, you know, about a month, and or just like super, super busy. So I'm taking off my towels and tefillin and, you know, trying to get a start on my day, and I'm looking at an email, and you know, you can't even repeat, you can't even say what was written in the email. And I remember, like, I'm literally saying that, and like sometimes, like, you mouth these things with my tefillin on. I'm like, oh yeah, Shem Yerachim, like, and then it hits me, like, okay, you can't. What am I doing? Like, even to check your phone after, or even to look at your phone with your, you know, it's bad enough to look at your phone or to do anything when you're davening, but to do when your tefillin is on, it's not shaykh. Our tefillin really represent kedusha. There's something very, very special to the idea of tefillin, to the idea of these two things that we put on every single day. The Bach brings down that there's three mitzvahs that we're chayev to have kavana for the reason why we have to do them. Tzitzis, when we go into our sukkah, and then also tefillin, which just shows again the chashivas and the importance and really what tefillin represents. I don't remember who the ma'isa was about, but there's a ma'isa that after sukkahs, this great, great rav, he didn't go to bed that night. He stayed up all night. And then the first available time on Yisro Chag, he went to shul, he put on his tallis, he put on his tefillin. And someone came over to him and said, you know, we don't usually see you at the Vasikin Minyan, or we don't usually see you, you know, coming so early. You obviously come early, but this early, this is not usual. What's pshat? And he says, for the last week, I wasn't able to put on my tefillin one time. So now I'm finally able to put on my tefillin. I'm not going to come the first available moment, my first opportunity to put on my tefillin. I'm not running for night. Yeah, I guess that would, you know, that would hold true for Pesach too. Maybe you could argue Shavuos as well. And Rosh Hashanah, and understanding this Inyan, that there comes to a time when, yeah, we got to run to put on our tefillin. There needs to be a real level of excitement. And I think one of the issues that, you know, and we touched about in this a little bit at the beginning, but something that I see a lot, and it's very, and I, again, I was really guilty, and it really has, when I was going through Menachos and just thinking and just seeing other people, is that when we're wearing our tefillin, we don't really, you know, view ourselves as in a more kadosh atmosphere. You know, it's the same way that it's an interesting halacha by Hilchos Sukkah. In your sukkah, you can't talk Lashon Hara. My sukkah, I can't talk Lashon Hara. Okay, so now, you know, I'm sitting in the, and even moreover, my sukkah is on my merpeset. So I go into my merpeset right now. I can talk whatever Lashon Hara I want, but the sukkah was here, now I can't talk Lashon Hara. Like, what does that mean? Yeah, I can never talk Lashon Hara. But understanding that you're in a, it's even worse, it's even graver, because we're in a place of kedusha. So when our tefillin are on, yeah, we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be jokesters, we shouldn't be horsing around in general. That's a general cloud of life. That, yeah, we should be serious. We should have, you know, a proper mindset on things, on life, and on what's going on. Fine. But when it comes to our tefillin, we have to be even more careful. We have to be even more on high alert that this is not okay. This is not appropriate. And using my tefillin as a weapon, and just stop being like, yeah, I could have whatever conversation I would have without my tefillin, I can have with my tefillin. And no, to know that there's a, you see this in all kinds of sparim from Litvish to Hasidic, but when we put on our tefillin, we're morphing ourselves into a different individual. We're not the same person that we are when we're not wearing our tefillin. So once our tefillin are on, yeah, we have to have a different mindset. And okay, whatever speed of minyan you go to, we're not living in the old city, and we're not holding by what they used to in the Altaheim. We're not wearing our tefillin all day. We're talking about 30-40 minutes with our tefillin. It's not it's not going to kill us to have the proper mindset, that proper kedusha, and to not talk. And that gets over to the next point of, it's just a halacha that comes up, but it, to me, in many ways, it's more of a hashkafa, but it is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah that during Kaddish, one should not be taking off their tefillin and or their talis. So you don't see it so often. And yeah, people have places to go. I happen to also daven at a minyan where it doesn't end the same time. At a normal minyan, they basically end the same time every day. So it should be, unless you really are going to the first available minyan, you just have to leave. Minyanim, in theory, should work towards your schedule, that you should be able to stay for the whole minyan because they always end the same time. So we don't necessarily have that, but there is one or two people in the minyan who I've never seen them take off their tefillin before the last Kaddish. And to me, that's just tremendously inspiring, that they're like, they understand that this is my time. I'm in davening. Davening is I remember many years ago where I was davening for Rosh Hashanah. Somebody got up and spoke, and he was basically talking about how there's a time for learning, there's a time for tefillah, there's a time for chevra, there's a time for chesed, there's a time for this. And basically, to be successful is to understand that everything has a time. And a lot of times, we're basically doing everything at the same time, and we're looking back, and we're like, we're not really successful because we're doing everything at the same time. And this guy, the message I get every time I see him is, he understands, this is my time for tefillah. So when davening starts until davening ends, that's my time when I wear my tefillin, and it's not going off before then. And we'll figure it out. If I take off my tefillin, while I'm saying Aleinu, or I wait the extra minute, we'll figure out how to make things work. And how everything will work out just fine with my family. And how everything will work out just fine with me getting to work on time. And it'll all play itself out. But it's understanding this level of, these are my tefillin. We're supposed to, how where we're holding today, their function is basically for tefillah. That's essentially when we're wearing them. Which means it should be worn for tefillah. It should be worn for tefillah. I remember years ago, somebody was telling me that their son was in a yeshiva, that he didn't know there's such a thing you could take your tefillin off before the davening was over. He didn't know that's a thing. How have I? We should. I mean, I don't. I haven't seen that. I don't know if anybody would be living anywhere I lived that would be holding by that. But okay, maybe. But to understand that, yeah, this is the time. This is the time for. This is the time for my kedusha, for the kedusha of my tefillin, and they're not going anywhere. And the designated 30, 40, 50 minutes, whatever amount of time you have for davening, that's my time that I'm going to have. My tefillin are going to be on. And yeah, if you have time afterwards and you're able to wear it for a little bit of learning after, harita meshubach. Assuming that you could keep. You keep your body as a gufnaki, and you can keep your machshavas clean. Yeah, to wear that is an amazing, amazing schus, because you're adding real, real levels of kedusha that are in you, and it changes you. It changes you. It changes us as individuals when I'm a person that I have my tefillin on. My tefillin are on. I'm wearing them for as long as I possibly can. Yeah, we're not at a point we're not going to wear it to work. We're not. We wouldn't be able to wear it all day. We're not a society that could do that, and nor do I think one should wear their tefillin all day if they're going to end up, doing other things and not really having it maintain that level of kedusha. But during our time when we have our tefillin, to really, say to ourselves, something, my tefillin are kedusha, my tefillin are real, and I'm going to maximize my moments when I am wearing my tefillin, and as a result, I'm going to see that I'm going to become a different person because I'm bringing this Kedusha into my life. This Kedusha is going to it's going to define me. I'm going to be defined by somebody who, yeah, I put every effort to wear my tefillin for as long as possible, and I see it. I see it when on a day to day basis when I see Rav Natanael the first available time he puts on his talis and tefillin. That's impactful. That's really, really impactful to see that the time has come. The time has come that I'm allowed to put on my talis and tefillin. Why would I not want to have Kedusha on me? Why would I not want to have? And I'm learning Torah while I'm wearing my talis and tefillin. What could be better? What could be a stronger, a stronger sign of enhancing my level of spirituality? And another thought that came to my head when I was going through these Gemaras and Menachos, and it was thinking, you know, my father had told me before my bar mitzvah, you know, it'd be amazing if, like, you never talk Sicha B'Tehillah, you never talk anything that's not Divrei Kedusha with your tefillin. And okay, you know, I wasn't successful in that pursuit. But what it made me think is it's the same idea when you're davening Shmona Esrei, you know, what are you going to do? A lot of times we don't have kavana for all the bracha of the Shmona Esrei. But it doesn't mean that we're done. It doesn't mean that, oh, I didn't have kavana for this bracha of Shmona Esrei, so let me not have kavana for any of the brachas. Okay. So I didn't have kavana for 2-3 brachas. Okay, now I'll have kavana. Now I'll pick up where I was before, and I'm going to start having kavana. It's the same idea. Just because maybe for years, you know, there'd be times I would talk with my tefillin, or I would take them off early, or I would do this, that, and the other thing that maybe I should not have done like feeling. It doesn't mean that, oh, now I'm defined by that. It means, okay, now I'm gonna write the new narrative, a new history that, you know, from this day on, I'm not gonna do this, and I'm gonna build off that, and then that would still be living off the words of my father. Yeah, it's true. It wasn't from day one, but at the end of the day, it got to a point where I wasn't at that point. I wasn't ready to recognize that, but you get to that point where you really realize and you fully appreciate the Kedusha of the tefillin and understanding what it means to only talk Torah and only daven with our tefillin. That's an incredible level. And we should all be zoche. We should all be zoche to take these words to heart and to really make the tefillin an integral part of our day, which it obviously is. And once it's an integral part of our day, it's something we're doing every single day to maximize the time that we have it on and to maximize the high, high levels of Kedusha that should be coming from when we are wearing our tefillin. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Learn hard, learn strong, and let's all grow in our Avodas Hashem.